vape to live, live to vape. Ow! Out in front of this bus, because fuck it. The bus will stop. Vaping while soldering? You're installing mod chips? That seems like a vapely activity.
Just vaping and installing some mod chips, bruh. Getting these PlayStations to play Japanese games, bro. Some new liquids. Stealth mod.
You suck. You suck at turning left. You left me hanging. I could have gone on that green. I could have gone on that green. You can't fuck me over. Oh. Oh well. What was it? I was in LA and I saw some store that was some kind of creepy vape store for creepy vapists. Majestic Vapes. No. Yes, with Majestic Vapes. I just thought that was super stupid. All the vape stuff is so lame. Oh, whatever. It's like, you know, probably better than regular smoking or maybe way worse and actually killing you. Who knows? But vape culture is, problematic. Wait, who's going to a butt party? I want to go to a butt party. Just kidding, I'm a one-man butt party. That's not, I don't know. What am I even saying anymore? Vape culture, like weed culture, is painfully bad. Yeah, that's, yes. They're kind of the same in that they were, they're both like super, people get way into the hardware. Like, yeah, man, it's like they get into like fiddling with it. Extremists. You find that any culture that revolves around a drug is bad. Yeah, you're probably right. I hate people talking about coffee. I hate people that get way into beer. Micro brews. Yeah, you know, this really hoppy, kind of chocolatey finish. But yeah, just the hops, just it's a real great double brewed. Suck, 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 suck. I'm the worst person alive. How about wine? Yeah, I mean, the people that talk about beer talk about it the same way people talk about wine. So it's, you know, it's the same basic concept. Which the people with wine have... I don't know. I encounter wine people less, which is weird, because I'm in wine country. This guy's driving a Toyota SUV. What is this? A F1? No. Punisher Edition? That's got to be fake, right? That's got to be something that someone made. It's got Punisher skulls on it and says Punisher Edition. And then had a bumper sticker on it that was separate from all that said, I heart my guns. Like, alright. I don't know that I want to hang out with that guy. Punisher Edition. That can't be real. Yeah, there's someone in our building that drives a Call of Duty Jeep and parks it in the garage, and I see it from time to time, and every time I look at it and I think about just staking out in the garage and seeing who the fuck drives that thing. And then running up to them going, why? I mean, maybe, you know, the Call of Duty Jeep at some point had to get discounted so they could get them off the lot, right? So I imagine, I'd want to think the story is like, well, it's a dumb idea, so... So, you know, it was cheap. Because no one wanted those fucking things. So I got it for like $8. Then it's like, okay, yeah, great. That's a great story. Okay. If you got your $8 Call of Duty Jeep, then terrific. I'm sure it's, you know, it's like a, it's an upgraded Jeep or something, right? And, you know, Call of Duty is hell of sick, so... You would drive an E.T., Atari 2600 Beetle. What about a Beetle Adventure Racing Beetle? What about that fucking Pikachu fucking Beetle they made? I'd drive one of those. Tail on it. Pikachu Beetle, drive it around near the junior high, slanging that dope. Oh, man. Yep. And it's just like, 20 hits of LSD, I choose you! So that's the thing, people are always selling acid in front of to school kids. That was always the hoax, or maybe it wasn't a hoax, I don't know, but I never... There was like, there are bad people selling LSD in front of the elementary school, and it's stickers, it's little stickers with cartoon characters on it, and they want you to put it in your mouth, and don't do it! If you see any of this, just tell the principal of the school immediately! And it's like, that never fucking happened. And if it was happening, I bet it was not even real, actual drugs. It was just people trying to rip off kids by selling them stickers and saying, "This is awesome drugs, kids!" Like, think about it. You have to be a real fucking cold-blooded, like, weirdo political agenda-ass motherfucker to sell hallucinogenics to elementary school kids. That's, like, why would you do that? Van boot on booted. I feel like you gotta at least wait until junior high before you can sell drugs to kids. Remember, he admitted it to the teacher at one point. He was kind of like the class bully. He was, like, just bigger and stronger than everybody else. Like, he sounded like MCA from the Beastie Boys at age, like, fucking 11, you know? And I remember we were, you know, just out for recess or whatever, running. Or they were having us run. And I remember him coughing up a storm and just straight up telling, like, the teacher... He's just like, yeah, I was smoking a lot of pot. At the time, like that, just I wasn't even sure what that was. It's just weird. course, he may have been, like, older. He probably was held back a year or two at that point, so. What if that guy ever finished high school? I think we went to the same junior high, but then maybe went to a different high school, or... It was weird. I lived kind of in the middle of town, so, like, upon finishing junior high, like, some people that went to that school would go to the West Side High School, and some people would go to the East Side High School. But I had moved firmly to the East Side by the time I got into junior high, so I went to the East Side High School, as was the custom. That's what most people that went to that junior high went to. But it was sort of a weird bit of turf. Like, if I hadn't moved, I probably would have gone to the West Side High School, I think. I don't know. Everything would have been different. Probably would not be in this line of work. Get this Subaru Outback out the way. Probably because I got out of there at a decent hour. been a long week. Or weekend, Dan. Well, it's like I... Why did you throw that chair at Geraldo Vera, man? This SiriusXM app is, like, it takes fucking forever. Like, it's down, it's on tent lineup. It's just fucking slow as shit. Until the download completes. This may take several minutes. Great. This is no longer worth it. Got full bars of LTE over here, and it's like, whatever. There's just so many channels that downloading the content lineup takes several minutes. It's huge. The 9,000 other rap stations I could listen to that they are too chicken shit to put on the air. This is never gonna finish. This is just gonna sit here forever. Kill it and relaunch it. That's what I'm gonna do. Start over. Checking credentials, downloading initial content, downloading content lineup. There, see, that was, wait, damn, that time it worked. Channels. Categories? I don't know. Entertainment? I don't know where they would even put it.
Too drunk to fuck. Taking your calls here on vividradio.com. What is your question, Brian?
It says limited engagements 6 here, so I guess maybe it's going to go away.
Hi, Chris. You know, I haven't had a drink yet today, but I was just talking to you on the phone. I just want to talk to you actually. It's more of a fetish of strap on it.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, what?
And just I've just fallen in love with it so much, and I know one or two girls in town here, and they love it, but, you know, some of them are kinkier than others, and they want me to dress up in heels and stockings.
Oh,
and
nice.
I just, like, so hot. Do you like it?
You know, I certainly do with certain people. I've only been with one guy, happened to be married to him years ago, haven't been married to him for years, who liked to dress up in my clothes. He loved to, like, after he fucking shaved his balls.
Go on.
He'd shave his pubes all off. He'd, like, pat them down. I mean, his fetish was totally pampering himself in the shower, in the bathtub, and then stepping out, drying off, and putting on my stockings, putting on my...
Nope. Nope, 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 nope. right now, just looking through stations I could be listening to on my proper radio.
Almost did life when I was 15, nigga.
Now I'm talking about
doing dirty work for me and my team, nigga.
Now I'm talking about
now we getting paid on 16.
Brass company band-aids, glass ashtrays, smash and
what's this song, guys?
But this ain't up for debate, this is undebatable. Shady the president, oh, don't make me go take it back to the days of old with Sway and Tech Radio. When I was taking so much notice in LSD, I almost fell asleep on the wake-up show. Fuck you telling me, fools, I was ripping shop, raising hell up in Jews, and Penelope Cruz was still developing boobs. Me and Bust put it down like a sick pack, you're fucking with Bet Star, fucking internet bloggers. I sit in front of my computer all day and comment on everything, I'm an expert on everything, everything sucks, play the next song. Guess if I hopped out your freaking laptop, you idiot, click with Biggie and kick the living shit out. I play wrong, son of God, I'm a sob like a wet log, boys never get clogged, so full of self-esteem that I sweat fog. Yes, yes, y'all. Steady on the left, y'all. Step off or you get stepped on, soft. About as commercial as my fucking Learjet. Jealousy will get you green as a geopath. Conceited, you're physically upset.
Yo, there is a lot of traffic getting to the bridge. This is gonna be bad.
We need to have a story.
Yo, there is a lot of buffering. That time it actually popped down and said, like, man, you're disconnected. We don't know. Yeah, no, it's all the more cell towers in it. You're live. All right, well, great. Wait, why would this be on your 90s and 2000s dance station? This song's not that old.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind,
Are they just like passing judgment on it and saying that this remix sounds super old? It's a brand new station. How that, you know, like what? Can't even be bothered to stick to the fucking bullshit format they came up with. No, this isn't Venus, this is Utopia. This is Y2 Country. Stay with chill. I don't know. Chill is too chill. Chill's a little too laid back. I might actually replace chill on my presets with Utopia. I don't know. Or with these other two dance stations. And then the three rap stations that are worth shit. In theory, I like chill, and there are definitely things on chill that I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. great. I don't want to listen to it, but it's few and far between.
It's 33 shots between Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17.
I mean, they're just, you know, anytime they're not playing Protection by a Massive Attack, I'm like, well, I could be doing better.
Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing. Taking revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years. Too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs. Too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy. Load up the semis. Do more than just hold it. Explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust.
No, I didn't actually listen to that Comcast call. Like, by the time I, everyone was all...
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting because I'm a cool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that.
All right.
Oh.
Getting over. Fuck, man, this traffic sucks. Like, maybe I should have just sat at my desk for another hour instead of leaving on time.
With DJ Fiddle LeGrand on Sirius XM.
My name is Fetty LeGrand, and you have just tuned into the first episode of my Dark Light Sessions Summer Special. Because of my Twisted Summer, every week I will treat you guys to a live compilation of my Twisted Summer Tour and of...
We are playing the Twisted the music now!
...and mashups.
We will get on the beats!
...of the summer of 2014. Enjoy.
One, two, three, four.
You got Torch, you got Seer, you got Boogie Blind ganging up on me. Yeah, that ain't even nothing, man, for real.
That's Russian.
And then, I hate you, man.
And I think, but then, all right, but Lou, did I ever disrespect you?
No, never that. Yeah.
Did it ever, like, ever come to that point where it's like,
yep.
Brooklyn, ice on my chest in Brooklyn. I'm rolling through the push your ass in Brooklyn. fresh in Brooklyn, ice on my chest in Brooklyn. Yo, I'm fresh in Brooklyn. Yo, I'm fresh in Brooklyn. Yo, I'm fresh. Yo, I'm fresh. Yo, I'm fresh. Yo, I'm fresh. Yo, I'm fresh in Brooklyn, ice on my chest in Brooklyn. I'm rolling through the hood. Push your ass in Brooklyn. Yo, I'm fresh in Brooklyn, ice on my chest in Brooklyn. I'm rolling through the hood. Push your ass in Brooklyn. Dirt rest in Brooklyn. Big was the best in Brooklyn. The game is real. I wear a vest in Brooklyn. Stop the mess in Brooklyn. Gorilla's death in Brooklyn. When none is fucking music.
I've been to Brooklyn.
Guest in Brooklyn. I'm first to do a show. We call you West in Brooklyn. You half of Brooklyn. You rest in Brooklyn. Got so many birds flocking to my rest in Brooklyn. Flies, that's in Brooklyn. Jersey Nets in Brooklyn. Skeeter Barber. Taking all bets in Brooklyn. Yeah, steps in Brooklyn. Direct checks in Brooklyn. Anywhere in Brooklyn, I get respect in Brooklyn. Anywhere in Brooklyn, I get respect in Brooklyn. Anywhere in Brooklyn, I get respect in Brooklyn. Anywhere in Brooklyn, anywhere in Brooklyn.
Anyway,
oh, great. Now there's a pop station that can return to fucking the simpler times of last year or whenever the fuck it was to play this bullshit. Vita didn't get like a job rapping about the PlayStation Vita.
Radio. Oh, wait. Damn it. My phone is trying to... I gotta set it back to playing music from the phone.
My corset's putting
on... Oh, God, no.
Bustiers.
Oh, God, no.
For 2.5 years, I think we were married. So, I mean, that was his fetish. He fucking loved to do it. And then he loved it when I would come into the room with a strap.
No.
And fuck him up the ass.
Apparently it paused it where we left off. Oh.
Normal of a fetish, but
help.
It's not every girl that's
help.
Willing to do that role playing with you.
Help. Siri, play some music.
I'm really sorry about this, but I can't take any requests right now. Please try again in a little while.
You motherfucker! Siri, please play some music!
There's something wrong, and I can't answer your question right now.
No.
Please try again in a little while.
Oh, Jesus. Siri, please play me some music. Oh. It has to hit a server to do anything. What a dumb fucking process. I can't even attempt.
Sorry, I'm not able to help you right now. Please try me again in a little while.
You just want me to listen to the weirdo porn, don't you?
If you've got a couple girls right now that are willing to do that role-playing with you, you better hang on to them.
I will, and I could say some are dirtier than others. And the one that's really dirty is so hot when she wants to get a shemale with us. And
play the song Move That Dope. This isn't gonna work at all. I have one bar and no data right now. This is just wasting time. No service. What the fuck? Killing me! Alright, it's back.
I'm really sorry about this, but I can't take any requests.
Play the song Move That Dope. Going through a tunnel. That's
right now. Please try again in a little while.
Everyone was dressed up, and it was a role play for schoolgirls. It was fucking.
Good for you. You're enjoying it as long as everybody is there because they.
Siri, play the song Move That Dope. Help. Help. No, it would be showing words on
I'm really sorry about this, but I can't take any requests right now. Please try again in a little while.
Fuck you, goddammit. Play Move That Dope.
There's something wrong, and I can't answer your questions right now. Please try again in a little while.
Help, computer!
Sorry, I'm not able to help you right now. Please try me again in a little while.
Want to be there and they're having fun.
Siri not available. Connect to the internet.
What? Sit here in silence, I guess. Play Move That Dope.
for real.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Buffer this business. Do your homework, do your chores, take out the trash and move that dope.
Don't.
told that bitch. Yeah, I told that bitch. I told that bitch.
For the niggas with mantis and the niggas without them.
Spam,
I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. And I don't want no bitch who need to have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga scram.
They cars on me shit, they hoes on me shit, they hoes on me shit, they showed on me shit.
What you told her? What you told her? Fabricated sabotage. Conversating with a lady going level crazy. Did you feel the cutting short? I'm about to cut you off. Oh, you greedy in Tahiti? I can see your flow. Hey, tell that girl you got to sell the whip you tired of. Hey, see how she react when you no longer need your people. Is she feeling that dependent? Was it really written? Ready to sell a kilo, help a nigga move a kilo. Oh, you want your private jet to take a lotteria. Ain't no man about fulfilling nigga from making moolah. Oh, you gold nigga digging graveyard loser. Ain't nothing my class American king doesn't move up. Let's have a heart to heart, drink wine, make art. Make city the Benzo, the AMG. Can you love a thug? It's all make my leads. Real fantasy, I see through easily. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. And I don't want no bitch who can have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga scram. Told the girl I'm about to sell the portion tied up. She go and told these folks I'm going broke, smile for it. From my lips, cause if I'm broke, it's only hearted. Broken records from broken English, that's all it is. And if I were, why would you throw a party? Affection is so convenient when hard. Correction, he hold on meaning when falling. I get at my lowest, can't be with Clark Kent. Fly on a nigga back while he's Superman. But if I'm in a wheelchair, you're still there. Stop searching for words, I'm the stupid man. This shit is like Pittsburgh, I still can't. White button down in Emory scrubs. I had to write her birthday down because my memory sucks. But this shit come back up like some acid reflux. Old Michael Jackson jacket with some plastic zippers. I was zipping through the city and I don't give a fuck. 1994 Toyota Land Cruiser because that bitch ain't never broke down on me. Why would I do that to her? Symbolism, symbolism, I pull up at a club. And might not never buy a new car again if I can help. Cause if I buy one, they will sell 10. And what I'm left, throw a nigga one on a scrimp. Then we might can talk. Till then, I will ride my fucking bike. Or walk. Yeah. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. And I don't want more bitch you can have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga scram.
I told the girl tell the truth. Say she the realest bitch I ever met. That show me some proof. This girl be stopping these lies. This girl be making shit up. She don't want to stand in my line. She trying to come to the front.
Yeah, she love her country but hate American cause. For the shape of them, he'll have you know all of it. Bitch, it's for a man. If yellow seem to be the color in fashion, what happens to all of them? Your black pussy, he keeping on it. The girl told him this shit. Mine with orange. The girl only is with him because he born. But don't hang your blame. You don't hang your head. I know it's about before you get it like a owl.
Materialistic, I'm just enjoying life. I'm living like you know.
Yeah, wear a wild pussy, yeah, wear a wild pussy, yeah. Pull up in the square crib, I'm in love, pussy, yeah.
I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. And I don't want more bitch who need that, I got a friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga scram.
They cars on me shit, shit, they hoes on me shit, shit, they clothes on me shit, shit, they showed on me shit.
What you told her? What? What you told her? What you told her? What? What you told her?
We drive these cars on the record. This life that I live is incredible. We gon' be flying forever, we get richer forever. We're not just hard to have, we can't still be together.
I wish Andre 3000 would rap more. Hey Siri, where am I? Heard me.
You're near US 101 North San Rafael, California.
That's all true. Hey Siri, play some music. Hey Siri, play some music. That seems to work a lot better.
Okay, playing your music shuffled.
Same stuff I don't really want to listen to. This is the clip used in the game. It's like a weird, it's like different edit of it. Hey Siri. Play Cool It Down by Riff Raff.
Looking for call.
That's not what?
Okay, let's hear drunk phone call.
What? Hey Siri.
Hey, what's API name?
Oh God, that's terrible. It's like it responded with what's happening, but what's API-ing? That's a really terrible. That's a really fucking terrible joke. Especially when spoken. Play Cool It Down by Riff Raff.
Okay, play.
Hey Siri.
Hey, what's API name?
That's, oh my God. Should I buy an Android phone? It just opened up the phone app. It just heard phone and went, meh. You're missing the bad joke that Siri is making. It's not what's happening, like applications. It's what's API-ing. Which is way worse. One would hope that is just a beta firmware thing. A little joke for developers. God.
Can buy another same as baby. Wide frame, sit up in the business. Drink big, wake the bed, boss, let it get your wrist sprained. Burning bowls at the light. Five houses, say it's not strong. Now side plug, dog, I can show you boys how to hustle.
Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to come through with seven coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the car, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man.
Yeah, chain with the charm, Versace car alarm. Roll through your city smelling like a thunderstorm. Teleport the palm, I thought on my arm. But don't get me wrong, I want the world in my palm.
Yo, this traffic is in moving.
Show me love, or you can get lost. All four-story houses, I recline on part of couch. Shark grilling mouth, I don't get to watch your language. Powerwall and Johnny got me frozen like a penguin. Colder than a polo, Jody Husky sandals. Slide down 45 in the black licorice Lambo.
Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss. How to come through with seven coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Be the boss, how to buy the car, how to buy the house, show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man.
I'll show you how to get money on sunny days. Drop a song in your soda if you wanna play. Pour a four winning 20 like a shot clock. 48 for the watch, $100 socks. Getting money is an understatement. I paid a Corvette for the matching bracelet. Half a million worth of jewelry, it's high maintenance. Even full of more men's than the cancer patient. I can show you how to grind like a brake pad.
Hey Siri.
Hey, what's APIing?
She'll fucking die. Open WWE.
You don't seem to have an app named WWE. We could see if the appster has it, no?
How about you fuck off?
No keys, start the car with an iPad. Drank stains on my shirt, it's the new fad. Shit don't stink, underwear made of man. Big note, rubber soda, ain't never paid. Have you ever mixed a 2 liter with a paint? I can show you how to drink soda.
Just listen to wrestling. Oh, it's stunning Steve Austin.
Austin taking his time outside the ring. Trying to get his bearings back, Cody.
Along with Paul Roma, Flair and Arn make up the Horsemen. And look at this. Austin back in, pounding away at Flair, who gets the advantage again on top. Sends Austin back in.
Take a timeout. It ain't gonna work.
This animosity all began on an edition of A Flair with a Goal when the guest of Ric Flair with the Hollywood Blondes, and he talked about the unkind things they said about Anderson.
These Flair. Goddamn Hollywood Blondes.
Remember something though, Tony. Flair and Anderson don't have age on their side. The longer the match goes, I think the advantage will shift to the Blondes.
Commentators talking about the age of Ric Flair like in the early 90s.
And see, I would disagree. Ric Flair has been known as probably the most, the finest conditioned athlete the sport has ever seen. The longer it goes, the stronger he gets.
That was the old days, Tony.
Well, it wasn't. That is now.
How can you say it's now when it's his first time back in the ring?
Because he's in the greatest shape of his life. Got his brand new gym in Charlotte, North Carolina. Always in immaculate condition.
And what's that called? Flair for the Golds?
Hilarious, Jesse. Hilarious.
Arn Anderson sent in. And there it is. The towel comes into play. Hang Anderson with the towel.
Well, Flying Bryant took some heavies there, but he got the damage done on Arn Anderson. The tide has shifted now, Tony. And back to the towel. You can see Flying Bryant. He's got it around the neck of Arn Anderson. Nature Boy, too late and getting over there.
Arn Anderson, who was a world tag team champion with, as Michael Buffer told us, four different opponents. One of them here tonight, the living legend Larry Zbyszko. But Anderson, a member of the Anderson family and a cousin of that Anderson family, is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. So more than just close friends, team partners, they are family. And Arn Anderson, the enforcer, getting unloaded on by Flying Bryant now.
All right. Well, that's fun that that works, I guess. I don't know. Hey Siri, how long is it going to take me to get home?
I couldn't find any places matching get home.
Fuck you. That's something it's supposed to be able to answer. It's supposed to know who you are and what your home address is, if it's all entered. Because I have that all entered. Hey Siri. Should I buy a Windows phone?
Okay, searching for Windows phone on the App Store.
Hey Siri, where's the nearest restroom?
Looking for restaurants. I found quite a few restaurants pretty close to you. The nearest is Belly Deli on Armstrong Avenue. It's less than a half mile north. Does that one look good?
Nope.
The next one is Chianti Cucina on Redwood Boulevard. It is less than a half mile south. Is that the one you're looking for?
No, it is not.
The next one is Las Guitarras Restaurant on Rygert Avenue. It's about a half mile south. Want to try that one?
Nope.
The next one is Batica India Bistro on Grand Avenue. It is about a half mile south. How about that one?
No thanks.
The next one is Massa Sushi on Grand Avenue. About a half mile south. Want to try that one?
Fuck no.
The next one is Mai Tai 2 on Grand Avenue. About a half mile south. Does that one look good?
Not even a little bit. Hey Siri.
I'm sure I do.
I need a gas station. That's kind of...
I found quite a few gas stations pretty close to you. The first one is Chevron on Redwood Boulevard. It's less than a half mile south. Is that the one you want?
Not really.
You were saying?
Hey Siri, why is the traffic so bad?
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, I found something on the web for why is the traffic so bad. Take a look.
Hey Siri, who am I?
You're asking me, Jeff?
That's deep. Like it answered the question, but then didn't answer the question, man. Hey Siri, sing me a song. Hey Siri, sing me a song.
I can't sing.
Fuck you. Hey Siri, please sing me a song. Please.
I don't recognize this song.
Fuck, God damn it. Siri, play some music.
Okay.
How to be the boss. How to come through with seven coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. How to be the boss. How to come through with seven coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. How to be the boss. How to buy the car. How to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man.
Hey Siri, read my last.
Hi, so I hear there's no place like HomeKit.
That's terrible. Read my last text message.
Have a message from Marty DeVincenzi. Boo, traffic. Would you like to reply?
No.
That's all your messages.
Butchered everything. Couldn't get names, couldn't read the message right. It really fucked that whole thing up. Hey Siri. Tell me a joke.
What did one iPhone say to the other iPhone? I used to know this one.
Hey Siri. Explain that joke to me.
Let me check on that.
Fuck you.
Here's what I found on the web for explain that joke to me. Have a look.
Hey Siri, should I buy an Android phone? It wants me to enter my passcode. Oh, and then it just went to phone again. Yeah.
So you had to be the man, how to be the boss.
What a dumb thing. What a dumb, dumb, dumb thing.
Show you how to be the man.
Thank you. 1-2.
I'm moving, but not well. This is not a, it's not a great. And I'm just frustrated, which makes me not want to listen to any music. Spent some time playing Destiny this weekend. I feel like I've done everything there is to do except for the strike. So I guess I'll do that. I don't know. Maybe at the ball. Probably. Ugh, just kind of want to fucking go home and stay there after all this traffic, though. Ugh. Whatever. It's only like 8 o'clock. As I was saying, you can tell the traffic sucks because I'm going slow enough to where all these busted up parts in the signal are actually causing me to drop, like, noticeably. Usually if I'm going fast enough, it seems like it'll just, you know, get across that dead zone real fast before it can be a real problem, I guess. I don't know how it buffers. The car behind me is tailgating me real fucking bad right now, and I'm pretty pissed off about it. It is, like, one of the things that frustrates me the most. Like, you're not going any faster by riding my ass. Like, fucking back it off. And also, there's a truck in front of me that's not going anywhere. So, it's not like I'm the fucking problem. Like, it's, yeah, this is bullshit. Fuck that. There's, like, a decent amount of traffic. There's no reason for you to be that close. I got into the slow lane. It's a two-lane road here. Two lanes in our direction. He got into the other lane and is now tailgating the car in the slow lane. What the fuck? Bookstore part 2 twice in one day. Playing the same random songs in the same not random order as it was yesterday, and I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind! Help!
Swaddle me wrong to the night of my.
Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Stop the music.
I paused it.
No, I said stop, not pause. Motherfucker. I think I'm gonna make it. I think I'm gonna make it. God, my house is on fire. Oh no. I have nowhere to go. I'm either gonna go inside and get ready to go out, or I'm gonna go inside and immediately remove my shoes and pants and remain there for the entirety of the weekend. I can't tell yet. Go on and have a good weekend. See ya.